Hi, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on healing diseases with sound and intention. So our intention for today's show is may all disease and illness on the planet be healed. The thought of that is pretty powerful. I did a movie proposal for Spielberg on Close Encounters 2, and in the movie, the aliens come back and show us how to heal every disease in the world by putting sound and visuals inside the body, which just happens to be a virtual reality system that we're getting funded for. But it was interesting because in the movie, the government actually tries to stop the people from, or aliens from healing every disease in the world, because they think that if we heal every disease in the world, that the economy of the world will go under. Like it's not already going under already, huh? But if we wipe out the medical field, the government might think that the economy will be not so good, because that's a huge part of our world economy is the medical field, the medical industry. I mean, multi-trillion-dollar field. However, I was talking to this owner of seven hospitals who's like a light worker, and he was saying that actually, if you heal every disease in the world, there would be way more productivity in the world. People would be producing things way more, and therefore the economy would be way better in the long run. So for every disease to be healed on the planet, just the thought of it, I mean, to actually think that that could actually happen, it's quite amazing. I don't know, maybe I'm a dreamer. But just the thought of it's really powerful. Now, the overall concept that we'll be talking about tonight, is whether you should be healing anything, or whether it should be, the person should just heal themselves. Because the question here is, if you help heal something, are you helping take away that opportunity for that person to learn a lesson that they need to learn? In fact, there's a lot of people that say that you're taking on karma when you actually heal other people, especially if you're just healing their symptoms, because they've not gotten the opportunity to actually learn their lesson. However, it's interesting because I got an email from someone that was listening to the show, and they were saying, you know, perhaps it's in the Spirit's divine plan that we are all healed. And therefore, by learning how to heal various diseases, we are actually doing the higher good for everybody, because perhaps we don't need these lessons anymore. The main answer that everybody mentions that I think is the truth is that whenever you're doing healing, you need to engage the person in the healing so that their higher self can actually be engaged in the healing, and they can actually then get what they need. So it's not you doing healing. And in fact, it's not just spirit doing healing, but it's also the person allowing the healing to happen and allowing the change to happen and letting go of whatever has been causing the issue. So, in one respect, a lot of people do say that all you should be doing is helping people raise consciousness, bring them to a higher level of energy, and then you don't have to worry about healing the disease. And just harmonizing a system is the best thing to do. It's interesting because Dr. Jeffrey Thompson has many, many diseases that he works on and many techniques for healing different issues and such. And however, if anybody comes to him, the main thing he does is help you find your root soul frequency and harmonize that frequency. Because when you harmonize that frequency, it actually sends a message to the rest of your system to harmonize. And in that technique, the disease gets healed. Same with Don Estes. Don Estes, his whole thing is about resonating the good instead of dealing with the bad. Of course, much easier technique to resonate the good, but you know, if someone has this very specific issue and you can actually do something that's very focused on that issue, then who's to say that that's not a good thing? Seems like there's two parts to it. One is the ephemeral in the moment. Let's get rid of the pain so that we can then ascend to a higher level. And then the second part is just going to the higher level of consciousness, a higher vibration, a higher level of consistent, focused energy, consistent, focused sound, such as divine love, appreciation, spirit, gratitude, and joy. So, let's go ahead and talk about some of the ways that different people in the field of sound healing actually deal with different issues. You know, having done so many different conferences now, I know what just about everybody in the field is doing and the techniques they're using. And it really kind of comes down to four or five main techniques besides just resonating spirit and resonating God and resonating the higher emotions. The first technique is to find the resonant frequency of an issue and to, or a disease. You know, I guess I should do my disclaimer that we're not saying that we can heal any disease here. I'm just teaching information that I've learned through other people. So I guess we have to be a little careful in some respect because, you know, there is no very little research out that this actually has been proven to heal disease. Just a lot of anecdotal episodes. For example, we have one previous instructor who got rid of her breast cancer by using sound. And there's a lot of other examples as well. So anyway, with that, the first system is to find the resonant frequency of the disease or the issue and then blast that resonant frequency to that issue or disease really loudly until it explodes, so to speak. Now, the best example of this is actually not a good example, and that is that example of exploding a wine glass with the voice. They actually don't break the wine glass by, well, let me put it this way. Everybody, for the most part, thinks that the way you break a wine glass is you actually find the resonant frequency, and you can do this with a wine glass. You simply do a frequency sweep until you find that frequency of the wine glass. And when you hit the frequency of the wine glass, it will start humming and vibrating. And when you stop it, it will continue vibrating. So we've talked about resonance quite a bit. I'm sorry, I'm being attacked by a loving dog right now. It's kind of hard to talk while I'm being attacked by a loving dog. He's trying to give me kisses. What a problem we have. Okay. So as we do a frequency sweep, I can find the resonant frequency of my voice. Same thing works with the wine glass. You find that resonant frequency and it starts humming. And they say if you sing really loudly, it will break the wine glass. Except a couple of students have brought me articles on research that was done that shows that this is not how the wine glass actually breaks. There's one research project where they actually found the resonant frequency of the wine glass and they took speakers and turned the volume of the speakers up until the wine glass broke. And they found that the volume that it took to break the wine glass was at least 10 times the volume that the human voice could do. So there's no way that the human voice can create the volume it takes to actually break the wine glass. The way the wine glass actually gets broken is the person that's singing finds the resonant frequency of the wine glass and gets it humming, just like a crystal bowl in a way. And it starts vibrating, and then the person singing goes off pitch or just uses vibrato, which is a change in pitch. And the wine glass frequency, the resonant frequency, it's already vibrating, in relation to the frequency of the voice, it creates a binaural beat. So the wine glass, say the wine glass is vibrating at 50 hertz and the voice goes up at 1 hertz to 51 hertz. So it's like, what that does is the wine glass still vibrates at 50, the voice goes up to 51, and the way binaural beats work is we hear or create the frequency that is the difference between the two, and that is the 1 hertz. So we have 50 and 51, we create 1 hertz. 1 hertz has a wavelength of 1,130 feet long. That is like 6 football fields. This wavelength is huge, and it will actually, with enough power, it will easily knock a building down. So with this wavelength that is so long, then it easily breaks the glass. So this is the second technique of actually breaking up stuck energy or a disease, is using binaural beats. And in the field, there are a lot of people that do this. First of all, I'll come back to the first technique of resonating, because you can actually use the first technique of resonating the frequency and turning the volume up until it basically blows out the disease or the issue. So we'll come back to that. But the second technique of binaural beats is commonly used in the field. Like I said, there was Amrita, who has the Healing Music Organization, and she had breast cancer. She had a tumor in her breast. And she actually went out into the woods for a couple months and meditated and focused her intention and her voice right on the tumor. And also had her friend actually play the didgeridoo on the tumor. And within, well, she actually went to for surgery a few months later, and the tumor was completely gone. It's been gone for many years now, more than 6 years. And I asked her, I said, well, what were you doing? She said, well, first I focused my voice on the tumor, and then I went up and down in frequency a little bit. It's like, aha, there you go. You're creating binaural beats. She said that not only when she found the frequency of the tumor, it actually started heating up. She could feel it heating up in her breast. And when she went up and down in frequency, that was the binaural beats. The didgeridoo does the same thing. Didgeridoo actually goes up and down in pitch a little bit. It's like, it's actually creating binaural beats. Every time I make a sound, I've got a dog that comes once loving. I've got a doggy here that just loves every sound I do. That's a very good problem to have. Okay, so I also have a woman that used to do psychic treatments on me, and she would go inside my body and take out stuck energy. And I said, what the hell are you doing in there? She said, well, I find the frequency of the stuck energy, and I rock it. I said, rock it? You mean you go up and down in frequency? She said, yeah, and that's what breaks it up. It's like, oh, binaural beats. You're using binaural beats to break up the stuck energy. Also, in the field of cymotherapy, there was Dr. Peter Guy Manners, and he found the resonant frequency of organs. I was told that he actually did research on cadavers and found the actual resonant frequency of the actual muscles and materials of various organs. And then, knowing that frequency, then he would actually transmit that frequency into the person and raise and lower the frequency a few hertz above and below the actual resonant frequency of the organ or the disease. And that would break it up. So I've got a few examples of people using binaural beats to actually break up stuck energy. Now, question in your mind might be, how the hell do we know what the frequency of that disease is? Well, you can intuit it. And I believe that each of us can intuit it much better these days. And as things progress, we'll be able to intuit what that frequency is. I was on a hike about a year ago, or 6 months ago or so, and we came across this guy, and he said, Dave Gibson, just out in the middle of the woods. He says, Dave Gibson. I said, yeah? He says, I was at your sound healing conference last year. And so we got to talking, and he said, you know, there's a lot of ticks out here in the woods here. And he said, I got Lyme disease last year. And he said, ever since your conference, I've actually been meditating and looking for what the frequency of the Lyme disease is. And I actually found it. He said, in my meditation, it came to me. And it's actually not just a frequency. It's an actual harmonic structure. It's a timbre. It's an actual tone of the, it's kind of like multiple harmonics. It's like an instrument sound. And he said, so I've been trying to make that note. And I said, oh, well, you know, go, once you know it, go up and down above and below it to break it up. I haven't come across them again since then, but that's a really good thing. So if you simply ask Spirit to tell you the frequency, and you get out of the way. That's the hardest part, getting out of the way. Or simply just go, you know, one of the best ways to do it is whatever you use to get to your most mellow, centered place, use that technique to get there. And then, when you're in your most centered place you can be, ask what the frequency is. And sometimes it just comes to you. The other way to do it is to do a frequency sweep in your head. So in your head, go really slowly though. So I'll do the four. I'll do it really quickly first. Oh, here comes the doggy again. So you do your frequency sweep really slowly in your head. And when you, first you focus on that disease or whatever issue is going on. And when you do it and you hit the frequency of what it is, then if you're really listening, you will know it. Now, I believe that you can't get it wrong. I think even if it's not the exact frequency, still transmitting a frequency in is still going to have an effect. Because spirit does do its work as well. So I think it's better if you actually find it. But the point here is, Even if you get the wrong frequency, or it's not a bad thing. You're not going to hurt yourself, and it could still do really good work. So just trust that you're getting the right frequency. You can do this same technique with emotions. But it's a little more complex than just a frequency sweep. You know, the other thing is to find the tone of the sound that resonates with the stuck energy or issue or disease. Because technically, each cell is not just one frequency. It's actually a harmonic structure of multiple frequencies because it's a complex texture. So the difference might be between or here comes a doggy. So you got the different tones that might be resonating with this issue. Now, the best way to do a sweep through the tones, I mean, first you do a frequency sweep up and down, and then you do a tone sweep. And the tone sweep is from ooh, all the way to E. It's basically all the vowels. So we go ooh, we go ooh, ah, eh, E. Or let's see what, no, it's ooh, oh, ah, eh, E. So it's backwards. The trick is to do this really slowly. Even if you don't find the frequency, it's still really good for you because you're resonating all the different parts of your body when you do the full vowel sweep. So again, it's like, when you're doing this, you're focusing on the issue that you have and finding what resonates it the best. The truth is, if you really get tuned into spirit, spirit just makes the sound that you need. So you just really connect to spirit in whatever technique you know how to best. Let it come through you. And then just ask spirit to give you the sound that will do it the best. Because if you can get that channel happen, spirit's way smarter than us. Okay. Now, one higher aspect that I want to add to this is your intention. Your intention is exactly like a frequency going to a certain spot. Because when you set your intention, every intention has its own frequency. A complex intention will have a complex range of harmonics in the frequency of that intention. Our intention for the show today is to heal all diseases in the world. If you think of that intention as frequency, it is not just one pure tone. It is a whole range of frequencies that are really powerful. Heal all diseases in the world. Seems like it's multiple octaves. It's multiple sounds. Very powerful, very complex frequency range in that intention. So the truth is, every thought you have has a particular set of frequencies in it that it's creating. And those frequencies are ready, not only resonating your whole system, your whole body, every aspect of your body, every single thing that's going on in your body. But because of quantum resonances at the quantum level, those frequencies are actually affecting everybody on the planet, especially even those that are close to you. So if you set your intention for the disease to be healed, you're really using sound healing on it. Now, of the techniques here that we've covered so far, I think this one would really be the one of just harmonizing and sending a harmonizing frequency through the system. I don't know. It depends on your intention. If your intention is to simply be healed, then that's like a harmonizing frequency. But if your intention is to let go of this pain in your neck or this pain in your shoulder, then you're focusing it much more on the disease or the issue. Now, the next step, and this is a really cool step, is to go deeper and say, instead of focusing my intention or the sound I'm even doing on a tumor or on the disease or on a sore neck or sore shoulder, focus your intention on what caused the issue in the first place. And focus the sound on that. So therefore, the whole issue becomes figuring out what it is that caused that pain in the first place. Now, this can be quite tricky for a lot of us, because some people say that some of these pains come from past lives. I'm not very good at tuning into a past life and figuring out, you know, exactly, you know, if it's coming from a past life. But I have actually, when I've been scanning people and while doing a treatment, I have had occasion where I see, it comes to me where this pain came from. So even if it's difficult, start trying it. Because I believe that we're going to get more and more power as things accelerate on the planet. More and more power to actually be able to get the answer as to where the underlying cause of this pain came from. Then it becomes a whole nother issue. You can then focus your sound on releasing that issue or forgiving yourself for that issue. And then the symptom goes away because the issue is no longer there. You can even use sound for the forgiveness. You can tone the sound of forgiveness and unconditional love for that issue that has come up in you. Give it unconditional love. And the frequency of unconditional love is really powerful. This is a perfect time to actually play the song that I came up with called Unconditional Love. And this song is actually a homeopathic remedy in sound. It's not supposed to be released yet, so I won't go much further, but it's unconditional love in the sound. And the whole intention, the intention of this song intensely has been about unconditional love. So, if you will, Don, go ahead and play Unconditional Love now. frequency of unconditional love, probably the best healer there is. Because it's really, you know, when you have stuck emotions, they say that probably 50% of disease is just stuck emotions. And the antidote to stuck emotions is unconditional love, just to let them go and to not hurt yourself anymore. So let's actually do a little exercise here. I guess we should finish our first technique. And our first technique is actually the technique of finding the frequency and then just getting really loud at that frequency. Although you can do that with your mind, there are techniques where you can actually, that people are working on in the field, where you can actually do a biopsy, find the frequency of the cell, and then transmit that frequency in at a loud volume to explode that cell. There are techniques that are being worked on right now, besides the binaural beats and besides actually just transmitting higher frequencies to that issue. I'll just mention the other couple of issues and then we'll do an actual experience here for everyone listening. The other technique is to actually, once you find the frequency of the issue or the disease or whatever, you can actually transmit a frequency a little bit out of phase. Out of phase is basically transmitting a frequency that is a tiny bit delayed, so it cancels out the frequency. Because when you have two sounds that are a little bit delayed, one's a little bit delayed, then the two frequencies will actually cancel each other out. You can actually have two of the same sound in speakers, and if they're perfectly out of phase, 180 degrees out of phase in time, then it will actually cancel that frequency out, and you will hear nothing. Even though both speakers are actually blasting the sound, you will actually hear them canceled out where you hear nothing. In fact, there are actually techniques where they use this technique to get rid of factory sounds. They'll actually take the sound of the factory and they'll turn it, flip it out of phase and then blast it into the actual factory, and it will actually get rid of half of the factory noise. Also, in London, they'll actually mic the microphone on the sound of the freeway. Instead of building walls on both sides of the freeway, they'll mic the freeway and then put the sound out of phase, which means just flipping the plus and minus wires and feeding it to the speakers and blasting the sound of the freeway into the neighborhood, so it actually cancels out the sound of the freeway and you don't hear the sound of the freeway. The same with the phase-canceling headphones. Bose has them where you can actually put them on, and people wear them on airplanes and on trains and such that it takes the frequency of the people around you or the sound around you, flips it out of phase and blasts it into your ears, which cancels out the actual frequency or sound of everything around you. So a lot of people, in fact, there are techniques that are using this technique or treatments that use this technique, where they actually find the frequency of the disease and then they transmit a frequency out of phase. And also Don Estes uses this technique. He actually uses it to find your actual potential. He says that 90 degrees out of phase is your potential. Okay. It's an interesting technique. I don't know if I believe in it completely. I think it might work, but I think in a way it's just hiding what's going on. Because it just kind of, just phasing actually just hides what's, I mean, the issue is still there. You're just hiding it in a way. I don't know. But that's one technique that people use. Another technique is to find the frequency of the issue or the disease and then use the reciprocal frequency. So if you find the frequency is 100 hertz, you use 1 over 100 hertz as the reciprocal, and that can actually help to get rid of the disease. Okay. So those are the various four techniques. You find the frequency, turn the volume up, find the frequency, use binaural beats, use phase cancellation, and then you also use the reciprocal. And then the fifth one is, I think, the most powerful, and that is to harmonize into spirit. Because if we are in and connected to spirit all the time, and in the joy and the bliss of spirit, then I can tell you, there's no more diseases are going to start that haven't already started, I would think. Because this wonderful, enlivening frequency is going through your whole system. There's nothing to cause. I guess you could still have environmental issues that could cause a disease, but I don't think they would even take hold if you are totally in the divine spirit frequency. So that right there, I think, is the most powerful of all. And here's the deal. As I've mentioned many times, and I say it over, I'll say it again because it's such a powerful concept. If we could just stay in this frequency of divine love, or even any of the divine frequencies of appreciation, joy, spirit, gratitude, any of these higher frequencies, if we could just stay in them all the time, then what's there to heal? The problem right now is we can't stay in them all the time. So we go down into our lower frequencies and we go, okay, let's heal this disease. You know, when the truth is, if we could just go back up into the spirit and stay there, not only would we not notice the disease, but that would be sending frequencies of healing through your whole system all the time, which is the most powerful way to heal something anyway. So let's do a meditation where we do both. Focus on whatever you have going on in your body or whatever you might have going on in you emotionally. And tune in to what's behind it. What is causing it? I mean, it could be something as broad as society. Society's greed or society's woes. It could be something you learned in childhood. Could even be something from a past life that you did that just hasn't cleared. Some karma. Tune in to and see if you can just intuit what is it that caused this pain. I have a pain in my neck right now that's been bugging me for the last week. And I can tune in as well. I'll do the work while you guys do your work. Okay. Now, if that issue had a frequency, which actually it does, in physics, it actually does have a frequency, then what would that frequency be? First of all, do your frequency sweep up and down to find that frequency. really slowly. Okay? So go really slowly and see if you can find what pitch that issue or that pain or that issue behind the pain would be. And also the tone of that pitch. Just do it in your head. If you, you know, if you can, you can do it out loud as well. If you've got a space where you can do it out loud. But it's just as effective if you do it in your head. Sometimes it's easier to find the sound when you do it in your head, because it's sometimes tricky to find the right sound with your voice. Not always so. Okay. So find the frequency of the issue behind the pain. For me, it's like, okay. Now, try various techniques. Try first harmonizing that. Well, let's actually just make the sound in your head or with your voice. Make the sound of that pain or that issue. You can also make the sound of the pain as well, or the issue, or both. And even make it in your head like we just did. Okay. Then take that sound that you've come up with and oscillate it up and down in pitch a little bit. So it's like, or if you have a pure tone for it, do it up and down like, now, let's do it with unconditional divine love. In fact, we'll just bring in that unconditional divine love from the song we heard earlier. And just awash this issue with that energy. Okay? And you can even make the sound of this unconditional love. Make it in your head, or actually make it with your voice. Okay, here you go. So, imagine that unconditional love healing every disease in the world. Every disease in the world. It's like so hard to imagine, huh? Just imagine every disease in the world being healed by this unconditional love. Just that thought is healing. Come on, come on. Now, hold that frequency into the evening. If you can help it, don't talk to anyone. Just hold that frequency. Hold it through the weekend if you can. And into the week ahead, and into the months ahead, and years ahead. And if you lose it, go on YouTube and do a search for unconditional divine love, and you'll see my video to the song that we played earlier. It's got really beautiful visuals of unconditional divine love and the song that we heard. And hold that frequency as long as you can, because the more we all hold that frequency, the closer we get to every disease in the world being healed. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in 2 weeks.